is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A wildfire in Southern California is so big, it's creating its own weather patterns, says CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Pyrocumulonimbus clouds form from all this, and that means that these are producing their own storms, and it's not just California. Looking ahead into your Monday, the Rockies, the Pacific Northwest, winds and dry conditions are giving us elevated fire concerns.
CBS's Elise Preston is there on the scene.
Crews struggle to slow the spread of the explosive line fire east of Los Angeles. The speed and intensity of the inferno forcing the entire mountain communities of Running Springs and Arrow Bear Lake to flee to safety.
Keep my critters safe, and that's the important thing.
Firefighters are battling the flames in triple-digit conditions. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency Saturday night to get more resources and money to help the fire fight.
Police are searching a remote area about 75 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky, for a 32-year-old Joseph Couch, who they say shot and wounded five people on Interstate 75 near the city of London. Mayor Randall Wettle.
Don't take the things into your own hands. We have trained professionals from the sheriff's office, city police, state police, FBI, all the agencies involved. These guys are trained. Let them deal with it.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee tonight released a report on the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan, blaming President Biden for the chaos. Democratic Connecticut Congressman Jim Hines says, don't take the report at face value.
It is a politicized, cherry-picked report designed to do one thing, not shed light on a tragedy, which, by the way, I would support 100%. And by the way, let's also look at the 20 years and the four presidents that doubled down on Afghanistan policy. It is going to be a nakedly partisan campaign thing.
Himes was on CBS's Face the Nation. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney today explained why she's endorsed Democrat Kamala Harris for president.
The Republicans have nominated somebody who is depraved.
She was on ABC. Cheney's father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, also says he will vote for Harris. 2 days before the Harris-Trump debate, supporters of each candidate are making their predictions about who will win. Arkansas Governor and former Trump White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on ABC.
This is not something that is a heavy lift for him. I think that's why you're hearing so much about the preparation for Vice President Harris, because this isn't something she does very often.
Miami police say they have begun an internal investigation into the brief detention of Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill for a traffic violation today just before a game. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Now to the story of a military veteran who saw a special need and filled it.
Dean Bennett survived several combat tours in Afghanistan and returned home to suburban Richmond, Virginia with PTSD and a traumatic brain injury. Once home, he saw
the need for a community, camaraderie, support of like-minded individuals to feel like you're not alone and you don't have to isolate and you don't have to tackle these problems all by yourself.
The former Marine sergeant is providing that to fellow military veterans through a gym he has opened in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Three sisters from Ohio who inherited a dime kept in a bank vault for more than 40 years knew it had some value, but not this much. A company specializing in currency expects the rare coin struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975 to bring more than $500,000 when an online auction ends in October. What makes the dime so valuable? A missing S mint mark. Christopher Cruz, CBS.
RJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, a breezy southwest wind. For Monday, mostly sunny, breezy out of the west with a high near 81. Monday night, clear, 59. Sunshine and 81 on Tuesday with a south wind at 5 to 10. Currently, 69 degrees.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah. Come on now. Say that you love me. Say that you need me. Say that you want me. You wanna please me. Come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
come on now.
Say
I still.
Yesterday,
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I still love you.
I love you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah. senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
just like honey to the bee, babe.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored